Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. Davis.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah, you can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. College football, week three. We have Florida Gators going 3-0 after spanking North Texas. Really not much to say about this game. More just looking ahead to the Tennessee matchup this coming
week. Well, I got something to say.
Okay.
About the dirty hit.
Go ahead.
That was a dirty hit. And you can make anything look like a football play or a basketball play and say, oh, I was just, you know, clearing my space with my elbow up, and I knew she was close enough for me to elbow in the face, but I can make that look like a regular play. I'm probably going to get a foul call or charge for it, but, and he got that personal foul call, but that's just dirty. Like, you wasn't going to win. It was no need to go at his knees because you could have hit him higher than going at his legs, but that's what I had to say.
All right. No, I agree. I think that was definitely Bush League. You know, it is what it is.
Now we got Tennessee fans doing GoFundMes for Applebee's funeral. I'm like, really, Tennessee?
Yeah, really? They real cocky because they think this is the year. They think this is the year.
That's this 11-game streak go down.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're thinking Butch is gonna lead them. Of course, they got real quiet after that Appalachian State game because they was happy to get out of that one. But yeah, they think this is the year. They got all that preseason hype, and I'm not sold on them.
Well, since they were struggling against who was it? Some little team. They almost got beat by Appalachian State the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just pulled that whoever they played recently out in late in the game.
Virginia Tech.
No, it was another little school right after that one.
Oh, then, Ohio. Yes, Ohio.
Yeah. So, long as my defense come, Alpha B, listen, if you listening, I know you probably not. But if you are, if somebody know Alpha B, call him and just tell him, take care of the ball. Don't try to do anything special. You know, and the defense going to get us in the position where Eddie can kick a couple of field goals. And whether we win by 3, like 9-0 or whatever, if we have to kick all field goals to win, just let that happen.
Hey,
just don't try to be a hero.
It's still a W.
Yes.
No matter how don't you try get to there. Let's see. Moving on to my Rebels. We dropped to 1-2. After once again squandering a big lead, albeit against the number one team in the nation, Alabama. It doesn't get any easier. Next up, we got Georgia. All right, we have a camera. Yay. Sorry. Your camera just came up. So it doesn't get any easier. We have Georgia coming up this week.
Look at here. Georgia's bad, but the way we play, we have to get another lead and squander it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Mister, I'm the best quarterback in the country. He the reason they don't lost these two games, and I'm going to just lay it at his feet. If he don't fumble and get that fumble touchdown, I don't know what if he was throwing it or what was happening. If he don't do that and then they get that pick six, I think the outcome, they might have been able to hold off and win by field goal or touchdown, but how that happened.
Yeah, it is what it is, and I think Georgia's going to present some, I think our defensive line can hold up against Chubbs, but also I can see Chubbs, you know, doing damage to him, so I think they're going to present some problems. Hopefully we can go in there, and it's frustrating as Chad Kelly has been so far this year, he has put up some amazing numbers based off the fact that he has some of the biggest string fellow, AJ Brown, DK Metcalf's hurt right now, but he was in those first two games. I mean, he had out of boys, yo, they have some weapons in that receiver core. If we had a running back, you know, like we always say, if this was fifth, but if we had a running back, we'd be doing damage.
I don't even think it's the running back. It's, again, him not taking care of the ball.
Yeah.
Because his offense, they, you know, them little swing passes, I mean, he just got to take care of the ball. If he take care of the ball, they'll be fine. If he had them dumb turnovers, fumbles, they'll be in a dogfight. Well, that's really bottom line.
Well, speaking of this Alabama game, that brings us to our next segment, which is a new segment that I've added.
Hello.
It's called Chanting and Ranting. And in this, it gives us a chance, if we have a pet peeve or something getting on our nerves, some ignorance out there, purely for therapeutic and comedic purposes only. But it gives us a chance to get something off our chest. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go first because...
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and it has direct correlation with this Ole Miss Alabama game.
Hello. Oh,
Alabama fans. I'm speaking to you.
What they do.
Not the ones that went to school at Alabama. The very few that went to school at Alabama, because they don't say anything. They're very respectful, and they're the least ignorant when it comes to their fan base. I'm speaking to the ones who have probably never even been to Tuscaloosa, and if you have, it's because you went to a game. You never went on campus. You never took a class there. You're a fan of Alabama because your mama, daddy, uncle, cousin, brother, sister, whatever, was a fan of Alabama. I'm speaking to you. Please, please understand, I am fully aware that y'all are the number one team in the nation. Yes, y'all beat us, but don't act like the last 2 years were a fluke. We beat y'all, yes, and if you're going to bring them up, and if you're going to you know, run your mouth after you beat us this year, please learn how to spell. It is not, the goalposts are not intact. T-A-C-K-E-D. No, they are intact. I-N-T-A-C-T. Please learn how to spell if you're going to run your mouth. And there were so many people on my timelines on Facebook, Twitter, with that exact same quote. And every last one of them spelled it wrong.
Oh, they were saying keep it, like when they tore down the goalpost last year.
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago when they tore the goalpost down, they were making a joke saying, oh, the goalposts are intact this year. I-N-T-A-C-K-E-D. No, that's not how you spell it.
Maybe they did go to Alabama. I'm just
yes, but that is my chanting and ranting for this week. You have anything?
So my chanting and ranting, hold on, where my phone? Because I had to write down. I didn't know we just had one. I had two of them.
Go for it. You can go with two. If you got two, go with two.
My chanting and ranting. I am watching the Ohio State Oklahoma game, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the kid, he gets a pick. No, I think it was a kickoff return. Either way, you know how they dropped the ball real fast after they crossed the line?
Right.
I said, hold up, I don't think he crossed the line with the ball. And so then they showed it again. And then finally, like after they showed the third replay, the announcers were like, oh, it looks like he dropped the ball. He had got to the one and had dropped the ball. And I was like, how are you missing this? Like, I saw that in real time. I was like, I don't think he crossed the line before he dropped the ball.
Right.
Why? Football players, just hold on to the ball the whole time.
That's
like, why you can't take it all the way to the back of the end zone if you want to drop it and then drop it?
They've shown this same thing in about four or five other games. It's like the new thing to do, like some cool points you're trying to get.
I'm like, what the world? And then I feel like I saw Odell Beckham do it in one of their games, mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't think he crossed the line, and I don't think they revisited it in that game, so I could see if I was right or not. Okay, this is my second bit or chant, Brent. Now, Ray Rice. Whole little soul. He wasn't playing no good football anyway, but they was eating him alive for his little abuse stuff. quiet have they been about this Giants kicker?
I ain't heard a word.
Ain't nobody said nothing.
They suspended that boy for a game, and
and then nobody said nothing.
Right.
And his stuff has been just as bad. The way his wife talking, some of the stuff I read, he is not a good person. But ain't nobody talking about it. They just kind of, and I don't want to say it, go see your white guy and Ray was black. I don't know. Maybe we need video these days for anybody to get upset about anything for real. Maybe we need some video of him slapping his wife around and then we'll be more upset. We weren't really that upset about Ray Rice, and then all of a sudden we saw the video and lost our minds. But I'm just saying, yeah. I want y'all to treat everybody equal.
Yeah, I mean, the details.
He's not a good person. Y'all don't say nothing about it.
The details were enough for everyone to go ham on Greg Hardy. So.
Right.
And we saw no video of that. We saw the picture evidence, obviously. We saw pictures of the girl. But
so I don't know what the deal is with that, but that was all I had to say was, what's up with that? Like, why we want to get on some athletes about their poor behavior, and then we let some people just ice skate on through?
Yeah.
And speaking of ice skating, okay, it's getting outrageous, America. Now I found another one.
Oh my!
As you can see, I'm struggling with my hair.
Yeah, that's all right. They can't see it, but
so America. You better than this. This kid, and I have to say his color because it's relevant. This kid, white kid, sexually assaulting a 2-year-old. It took 2 years for his case to go to court. So obviously he was in jail for 2 years. When his case goes to court, he was caught in a porn sting thing, and that's how they found out. But he had put some video up of him sexually assaulting a 2-year-old, molesting, whatever you want to call it, and putting video out. Guess what the judge gave him? 10 years probation with the time served. So he out of jail already. He just got a registered as a sex offender.
Uh-uh.
Now, I know we ain't trying to just, I don't want to make everything about race, but my brothers and sisters be going to jail for having marijuana. And if you gonna say that having marijuana is bad, and I ain't talking about selling it. I'm just talking about having some on them. If you go to jail for that, I don't understand how, one, you get 3 months, Mr. Brock Turner, for sexually assaulting some young lady behind a dumpster. I can't remember this kid's name. But then you get time served, and now you out, and you probably going to molest some more kids. He should be under jail.
Yeah, he should be thrown completely under the jail. That makes me sick just thinking about it.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah,
it don't make any sense. How is it that you think that this person should be out in society when he molested a child and streamed it, and he is involved in a porn, you know, sting operation or whatever? How is it he out? Like, why is he not still in jail?
No, he needs to be in jail so he can get done to him what he's done to others.
I just need to keep him away from children right now.
Yeah, he needs to be as far away.
Seen how people that are supposed to be child molesters still be living around the corner from elementary schools and all that other stuff. And so that's the end of my rant. It's America, you better than that.
That worked out good. I can't wait till next week. I'm sure I'll have something else. And I'm sure you'll have 4 or 5 things again.
Sure, I'll find something else to talk about.
It just makes me feel good. I feel good in my chest now because I've been holding that since Saturday. This was all
that's
stewing
hilarious.
In me. It was stewing in me.
Getting on you, and then they can't even spell.
You know, right. Yeah, so we're moving on to NFL. Drew Brees passed Dan Marino for 3rd on the all-time passing list. He's now behind Peyton and Brett Favre. Saints still lost to the New York Giants and dropped the 0-2 on the year. Saints defense is still terrible. Their offense is going to be the only thing that keeps them in games. And I was very disappointed this past weekend because I was expecting another 150-point score between both teams. And
yeah, they struggled. Both of them struggled.
Yeah, they didn't give it to me. And
that was a good game, though. I watched that one.
Yeah, it came down to the wire. And I'm sad for my family, the big Saints fans that they are. I'm sad for them.
Y'all
going
to have to just be sad all year with the 49ers fans. Y'all will be all right.
Yeah, so Yeah, moving on from there. The night game Sunday night, Sam Bradford. We might have seen the rebirth of Mr. Bradford. Now, I know it's only one game, but they played in Green Bay. Or, no, they played in Minnesota, excuse me, against Green Bay. It was the opening of the new stadium. His first start for the Vikings. He went 22 of 31, 286 yards, 2 touchdowns. Looked really good. And, I mean, they got a bunch of weapons out there in Minnesota now. Adrian Peterson went down with a knee injury. Now we know that it was MCL tear.
He done.
He could. They're saying he'll be week to week right now. But,
he done.
Yeah.
He done. Shout out, Larry. We was talking about this. You know, running backs have a shelf life, and usually, like, they just good, and then all of a sudden, you just be like, "What happened to that guy?" And so now with him having these back, didn't he have an injury last year or something? He keep having these injuries.
2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago, he recovered. He done. It's over. Like, he about to be where, you know, he drop off and you be like, "What happened to Adrian Peterson?"
Well, I mean, he's past that 30 fresh threshold that running back, you know, usually don't ever pass.
He did, but now you see he's starting to get these little injuries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he fought back from that one. He had a good, I guess it was a good season last year, but it's over. I'm sorry, Adrian.
Oh, my.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he comes back here soon because he's on one of my fantasy teams. But that's.
Oh, Lord, you're so selfish.
I had a bad weekend. I still won, but I lost Adrian Peterson and Danny Woodhead in the same weekend. The Woodhead tore his ACL out there in San Diego. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, that's two weeks in a row they lost somebody to an ACL tear. Chargers.
Yeah, so what's that about? That was, back in the day, that was the female basketball player or volleyball, whatever, female injury. Now you see more guys tearing it.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball, this is going to be something, and I didn't have this listed as topic, but just yesterday it was announced that your girl, Delisha Milton Jones,
she retired. It's about time. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So.
I didn't even know she was still playing.
She was not, and that's probably what's led to that. Nobody picked her up. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing more at you than her situation. But yeah, she retired. But keeping with the basketball thing, I want to give a quick review. I was able to play a couple of days worth of NBA 2K17. I know you had already, you had already enlightened me on a lot of things that I didn't know about the game. But just kind of giving a little rundown. Like you had already discussed with me, Michael B. Jordan is a character in the game. He, his name is Justice Young. He undrafted, free agent signee on the same team as you. You're playing through the career mode, he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's real just hard worker, you know, and they tell you all throughout the games, you know, when they're talking about him, he's a hard worker, always in the gym rat, and, you know, he's got you. He starts out being real standoffish with you because he's not really happy the fact that, you know, you're a first-round pick. He didn't get drafted. He don't like you very much. So, as I've gone, I'm about 6 or 7 games into the season. One thing I didn't like that they did last year's game, you can't play any high school games. I enjoyed the high school part of it. They just basically, you're in the gym right before you make your decision on your college with your high school coach, and they go through a highlight film of your high school days. That's all they do. But I picked Kansas for my college choice. Went to Kansas, won the national championship my freshman year. Went on to the pros. I'm actually got picked 7th by Denver, which was where the Murray kid from Kentucky got picked. He's still on the team, so you still have him with you. But, like I said, Justice Young, played by Michael B. Jordan, is on the team. I'm in game 6 now, so at this point I've kind of formed a little bond with him, and that's where the orange juice thing comes up. and how that comes about. They call themselves Orange Juice because they were sitting there watching highlights of old Bulls tapes talking about how the Bulls, you know, put that fresh squeeze on them on defense and how they, you know, how they play defensively. And that's the way they think they need to play. So the fresh squeeze obviously turned into Orange Juice, and there you go, Orange Juice was born. And now you're just getting to the point.
Oh, Jesus. That happened. I'm glad about, you told me why, because I was just like, Orange Juice, what the world?
So that happened about 3 or 4 games ago, but it's just now getting out into the media. So, and there's a TV reporter, which I think is going to play big time later on in this thing, because he seems like he's real nosy and just real cynical about things.
Well, I told you a lot of the characters have some influence on your career, including your barber or something. Have you met that person?
I have. Michael B. Jordan's character, Justice, brings us to the barbershop, and we've only been there once, but apparently, you know, you can tell he's, and I think it's played by Hannibal Buress. I think the barber is played by Hannibal Buress.
I don't even have a video game, which makes me sad, but that's another story for another time.
But like I said, I'm only 6 games in. I'm 3-2 on the year. We just got through beating Golden State, which was a big win, so we got some nice publicity from that.
First of all, is this the Golden State with Durant and all?
Yes. So okay, I don't know how.
What are you? Are you a point guard or center? What are you?
I'm a point guard. And my defense is suspect at this point. My abilities are not up to par just quite yet. But I do like how the gameplay is so realistic. Like you can't just run up on somebody, because you will bump them. They will bump you, and fouls will be called. I mean, it's just.
So what about like, are you a 50 or 60? Like, what are you?
Well, I am right now. I started out as a 60, 63, 64, I believe.
That's terrible.
But look, you get more virtual currency or whatever they call it to add more abilities later each game. Uh-huh. There's a doing work meter that goes with you, because you got practices that you can go to, open gym. You get that built up, and that gets you more unlockables throughout the whole process. So I'm able to. I haven't missed the open gym yet.
And I just want to know: have you ever been to practice and nobody else was there? Because that is the thing that can happen.
There's a day off day where you have 3 open gyms, and one of those open gyms is just you. But you're able to run sprints by yourself, and you know, you can do all kinds of stuff to gain that doing work meter. And when there's people in the gym, you can play 1-on-1. If there's 4 people, you play 2-on-2. Practices are really cool, team practices, because you do like a Boston defensive drill. You do, there's different drills they make you do, and you always in practice with a 5-on-5 scrimmage. And all that gives you more doing work meter points.
That's a practice.
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's really a good way to build you up. And I mean, I'm up now too. I think I'm a 75 overall. And I put my points in all the right places. So defensively, I'm suspect, but offensively, I'm averaging. I'm to the point now where I'm getting more minutes. So I'm averaging, I think, 25 points a game right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm leading the league in assist. And Justice. As the Orange Juice thing happens, you're able, if you pass it to him or he passes to you and either one of you score, you get about 3 times in a row, you get activated to Orange Juice mode, where you can control both you and Justice.
Okay, so that's when you can do it.
Right.
It's not automatic. Okay.
So, yeah, but I'll, you know, as I dig deeper into the game, I will give more details.
Yeah, we need some more information, because I'm poor and I can't. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm lying.
That's where I was going next. Can we get a GoFundMe started for T? T is having some PlayStation issues. T is right now having her PlayStation looked by some engineers on campus. It's broke down.
Yeah, that's how
on
bad it is. I got students.
And hopefully they can come through for her. We're going to pray about it. Oh, but if not, in the coming weeks, we may start a GoFundMe campaign so T could get, cause T need a PlayStation. She needs her game console. So we may think about starting a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, I might need one. What is it? I need about $500.
Yeah, so you can get the console and the game.
And the game. Because that was all I need is that one game. I'm really not going to play much else.
Right. But our last topic tonight, Empire Season 3.
Oh, it's starting. Okay.
Tonight. Okay. Yes, indeed. The first episode. So I wanted to kind of just get into a little prediction mode.
Okay. Okay.
Apparently, they're going to start right off the bat with explaining there was a tragic event. Somebody has to die.
Right. It's gonna somebody be either Rhonda. Off that and didn't make it.
It's gonna be Rhonda or Anika. So what do you think? Where do you think that's gonna go?
I don't think either of them gonna die.
I don't either. I think they're teasing it, and then they're both gonna be living.
Yeah, I think both of them live. Like they're gonna fall onto something that we don't know, but on the other side of that little thing.
Yeah.
And because that still got to go on. Like, you can't kill, I mean, I guess you could kill either one of them off, but I think they both are integral characters that don't necessarily need to die. I don't think either one of them on that.
Right. Apparently, this season is going to be big on focusing on Lucius and his half brother Tariq, who was the FBI agent. Apparently, we're going to get a lot of that tonight. And they're going to, you know, because I think he's going to continue his investigation into Lucius and Empire and, you know, everything that's been going on with Lucius throughout the first two seasons.
Interested to see how Cookie and Lucius' relationship after he married old girl. So
yeah, just up and married Anika.
And, that's just not a good look. Not really sure how that's going to pan out for Mr. Lucius. Cookie ride or die, so she'll be still around giving her input. And preferably they get some more artists because I'm tired of them seeing the boys from the family sing or whatever every time.
No guest stars this year, this season. I know the biggest name I've heard, and it's supposed to have a pretty big deal throughout the season, is Mariah Carey. Don't know what her role is going to be, but I've seen videos and pictures of her and Jamal singing together. And he's another one, I don't think this episode, but I kind of looked ahead to the second episode, kind of the description, the info on that. I think the second episode, we're going to get a lot of him, you know, dealing with being shot and, you know, just his fallback from that we really didn't get at the end of last season.
Right.
Yeah, what's going to happen with Hakeem and Laura? I know the wedding was called off.
She said she wasn't dealing with that foolishness. I ain't mad at her. Nobody got time for that.
I think he's going to wind up getting back with Soraya, whatever her name is, the artist.
The first girl.
Yeah, the first one. That's half lesbian or whatever they call it. Bisexual, excuse me.
Yeah, you out of order.
I'm sorry. You
out of order.
So yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. I can't wait to talk about it next week. So,
well, I'm interested to see like what happens with the new what's the cops? The black white guy. The white guy is crazy, and the black guy Lethal Weapon. I'm interested to see how Lethal Weapon goes.
Yeah, that comes on an hour before Empire tonight, so that'll be interesting.
I don't know that this whole baseball with the girl playing baseball, I really don't know how far that can make it. I'm sure they might have some kind of twist that I don't foresee, but I mean, I don't know. But anyway. Blacklist, interested to see what's going on with Blacklist.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we know that, I can't even think her name is not dead. Like we thought she was, and now That's gonna be interesting. All my Blacklist people know what I'm talking about.
Right.
excited about CSI. It might be CSI Los Angeles. Oh, what is the one that the LL Cool J on?
Oh, goodness. I know what you... Yeah.
Something Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it, people. So it'll be...
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's something else coming on OWN. Because OWN got a lot of little shows. Queen. Something Queen.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about a show I need to check out on the other day. I cannot remember what it was.
Queen, some sugar. Sugar Queen.
Yeah, something like that.
Because the dad has a lot of land that he left to his three children. One want to sell it, one want to keep it, one want to do whatever.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. With Danny Glover. Isn't he the dad?
Yeah, I think he'll be gone real soon unless he do some flashbacks to, and the first thing he's like dying.
Right. So, yeah, it's an interesting. It's gonna be an interesting fall season for TV shows. I think that's gonna wrap it up for us today. As always,
Sex Week at Ole Miss # Sex Week at Ole Miss. Y'all check us out. We had a good time last night in Residential College South. Had fun. Sex trivia, that was fun last night. Got sex, food, and pop culture tonight. See how that goes.
Look at the Office of Health Promotion. Go ahead. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, as always, I am one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
Dr. T. Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show Podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.